lid wasn't shut tightly last time either. Really? Like so many of Miss Griffith's indignant inner communings, the sentence went unfinished. At that moment, Miss Grosvenor sailed in to make Mr. Fortescue's sacred tea. Mr. Fortescue had different tea and different china and special biscuits. Only the kettle and the water from the cloakroom tap were the same. But on this occasion, being Mr. Fortescue's tea, the water boiled. Miss Grosvenor saw to that. Miss Grosvenor was an incredibly glamorous blonde. She wore an expensive cut little black suit, and her shapely legs were encased in the very best and most expensive black market nylons. She sailed back through the typist room without deigning to give anyone a word or a glance. The typists might have been so many black beetles. Miss Grosvenor was Mr. Fortescue's own special personal secretary. Unkind rumour always hinted that it was something more, but actually this was not true. Mr. Fortescue had recently married a second wife, both glamorous and expensive, and fully capable of absorbing all his attention. Miss Grosvenor was to Mr. Fortescue just a necessary part of the office decor, which was all very luxurious and very expensive. Miss Grosvenor sailed back with the tray held out in front of her like a ritual offering.